Democracy Now! Here on KBOO Community Radio on this, the last day of our winter membership drive. Thank you to everyone who has given this hour and doubled the impact of your donation. You still have a few minutes left to get in on that doubling. Up to $500 will be matched. So if you give $250, KBOO will get $500. Now is the time to give. We're going until 10 p.m. tonight. We're trying to raise $64,000. We're almost at $60,000. We are getting very, very close. Please give right now, 877-500-5266, and support Democracy Now! And support KBOO.
You can be the one to put us over our goal for this last Democracy Now! Segment of our pledge drive, of our membership drive, and you can do it by calling us right now. Has to be you. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. You care about Democracy Now! Democracy Now! Fact checks. They're not fake news. Far from it. About as far from it as you can get. We care about that. We care about that at KBOO as well. And we do check our facts. For example, I was bloviating about a case in Santiago de Chile. It is from Victor Marchetti and John D. Mark's book, The CIA and the Cult of Intelligence. You can find that book as the most censored book in American history. You can get your own copy. But you can call us at 877-500-5266 and ensure that you get fact-checked news and public affairs on the air, that you get the best that the community can bring to you. We might press the wrong button now and then, but we care about what the truth is. You can
volunteers
back that up.
877-500-KBOO. We're going to the KBOO Evening News. We want to thank Richard from Northeast Portland. Thank you, Sarah from Northeast Portland, and Patrick from Battleground, Washington, who likes being involved in KBOO, and Meredith, a new member from Troutdale, who says she needs local good resources, news, Democracy Now!, unique shows. Thank you so much to everyone who's given. You still can call 877-500-KBOO.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by the Roxy, a diner located at 1121 Southwest Stark Street and serving breakfast and burgers anytime, open 24 hours, closed on Mondays. Lunch was provided by Sizzle Pie, a vegan, vegetarian, and meaty pizza place located at 624 East Burnside Street. Dinner was provided by Marrakesh, at 1201 Northwest 21st Avenue, serving traditional Moroccan food. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certifications requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The Events Committee meets the third Thursday of each month at 6 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held. To request notice a board meeting in writing, please email monica@kboo.org.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Directory, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit gaypdx.com.
This is KBOO Portland. Stay tuned for the KBOO Evening News.
Some wave violations.
Oh, we don't have...
You're on, kids. We don't have the music for some reason.
Coming up on our hour-long membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. The Portland Tenants Relocation Policy cleared its first legal hurdle today.
The Oregon State Land Board has voted to move forward with the sale of the Elliott State Forest.
Andrew Puzder's name has been withdrawn as a nominee for the position of U.S. Secretary of Labor.
Good evening. This is the KBOO Evening News for Wednesday, February 15th, 2017. If you had not become aware of it yet, you should know that KBOO is currently in our membership drive, and we would like to urge you to become a member right now by calling 877-500-5266. I'm Brian Pritchett.
And I'm Erin J. Bernard. Yesterday, the two new members of Oregon State Land Board voted to move forward with the sale of the Elliott State Forest. State Treasurer Tobias Reed and Secretary of State Dennis Richardson voted against Governor Brown in a contentious meeting. After the meeting, Brown directed the State Lands Director, Jim Paul, to present a public ownership option at the Land Board's next meeting in April when the sale could be approved. If a sales agreement is finalized, Oregonians will get $221 million in return and an assurance that half of their forests will be kept open to public access. The 82,500-acre Elliott Forest in the Coast Range northeast of Coos Bay is the state's largest reservoir of old-growth trees. The state claims to have been losing money on the forest for years and put the land up for sale last year. The only bid received was from the Lone Rock Timber Management and the Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Indians. All three land board members have received campaign contributions from the bidders.
The Portland tenants' relocation policy cleared its first legal hurdle earlier today when U.S. Circuit Court Judge Michael Simon refused to issue a stay blocking the ordinance. The policy requires landlords to pay between $2,900 and $4,500 to tenants who they evict without cause, or those who are not offered lease renewals, or those who face a rent increase of 10% or more in 1 year. The ordinance was passed by the Portland City Council on February 2nd and went into immediate effect. Landlords had requested the stay to prevent the ordinance from going into effect while their lawsuit moves through state courts, but the judge denied that request, stating it was too late. Lawyers for the landlords believe that the ordinance conflicts with the state law limiting rent control. In his refusal to issue a stay, Judge Simon did not rule on the merits of the case and said instead that it was best left to the state courts to decide.
Beginning March 31st, landlords of vacation rentals in Portland could be fined up to $5,000 a day for renting illegally. Currently, fines are only imposed after a 30-day grace period to come into compliance with city code, with the fines only $707 to just above $1,400 a month. The city legalized vacation rentals in private homes in 2014, requiring the operators to secure a permit and pay hotel taxes, and for a permanent resident to live in the home at least 9 months out of the year. These rules respected officials' concerns that full-time rentals could cause homes for residents to be converted to more profitable rentals for tourists. The new fines are aimed at curbing illegal rentals through websites like Airbnb and HomeAway.
Three bills in the Oregon legislature address the persistent problem of wage theft. Over the past decade, workers have made claims for unpaid wages that measure in the millions of dollars, but the actual amount could be even higher. The Oregon News Service and KBOO's Khalid Mosley have this report.
Claims from wage violation over the past decade in Oregon total at least $45 million. And that could be the tip of the iceberg in terms of stolen wages. Kate Suzman with the Northwest Workers Justice Project says wage theft is much more widespread than the Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industry members suggests. Workers often fear retaliations of reporting that they weren't paid. Suzman hopes House Bill 2181 will provide them with protections from retaliation. She says employers will be able to rebuke this claim. A second part of the bill will give workers the option of receiving a reason in writing for being terminated. Suzman says this will provide documentation so that employers couldn't change their story in the event of legal or administrative action. Two other bills in the Oregon legislature also target wage theft. House Bill 2169 will limit attorney fees for employees in case where a wage violation is proven. And House Bill 2180 will allow the state to put a lien on employers' real and personal property for unpaid wages. Suzman says this measure has gotten pushback from the business community for being too hard on employers, although it's modeled after a Wisconsin law. Wage theft takes many forms, from stolen tips and unpaid overtime to refusing to allow breaks or misclassifying workers as independent contractors to get out of providing benefits. The Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries found in the most recent 12-month period, transportation workers filed the most claims, followed by construction and restaurant and bar workers. For the Oregon News Service in KBOO, I am Khalid Mosley. Have a good day.
Republican legislators in Salem were busy today introducing bills that would cancel Oregon's sanctuary state status, make English the official language of the state, and require state agencies and contractors to verify employees' immigration status.
House Bill 2921 would require Oregon cities and counties to comply with federal immigration detainer requests and also would prevent cities or countries from adopting ordinances that prevent cooperation with federal immigration officials. The state's top elected Democrats have all said they would not allow legislation rescinding Oregon's sanctuary state designation to progress, and Governor Brown recently signed an executive order strengthening Oregon's laws shielding undocumented immigrants. Under the House Bill 2923, state agencies would only be allowed to provide services and information in English except as required by other state and federal laws. And House Bill 2917 would require state agencies and contractors they hire to use the federal E-Verify system to check that prospective employees are legally allowed to work in the United States.
With participation rates in Oregon elections consistently among the highest in the country while also providing a verifiable paper trail, many Oregonians rightly wonder why our model isn't being used in more states plagued with problems at the polls. However, Initiative Petition 5, which would require Oregon voters to prove their citizenship, has just been approved for signature gathering. Portland lawyer James Bouchal, one of the two chief petitioners for this measure, believes the voter rolls here include people not qualified to vote, like people who are dead and non-citizens, though he has no documented evidence of voter fraud in Oregon. The initiative resembles the two bills from the past legislative sessions that current Oregon Secretary of State Dennis Richardson had voted for as a state representative at that time.
KBOO volunteers have stepped up their game to bring you this locally produced newscast every single evening, so now we are asking you to do the same. Joining us are Janka and Teresa to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
Thanks, Aaron. We're here in Membership Central where we have volunteers answering calls. This is our membership drive. This is a time when we come to you, the listener, and ask for your support for this station. And this is the last day of our membership drive. So that means if you've been holding out, now is the time. Help us reach our goal of $64,444 by 10 p.m. tonight. And we have had a lot of great phone calls today, and we want to thank everyone who has given and helped us get that much closer to our goal. Whether you could give $100 a month, a $1,200 contribution, or $20 a month contribution, get the KBOO zip-up hoodie that I'm wearing right now. It's a black hoodie, and you can't get mine. You can't get it off my back. You get your own, and we get to greet each other in the street and give that little hoodie nod, and we're like, yep, we're both in the KBOO crew. 877-500-5266. We did make our goal for Democracy Now!, so thank you for everyone who called, and we have a new goal for the evening news, so call right now and support it. 877-500-5266.
That was the voice of Janka Soderberg, who I was just thinking of in the context of the last couple of stories, because, you know, when the legislature comes up with bills that match the bills of legislatures across the United States, it's not because they just suddenly got a psychic vibe. It's because they got, you know, often as not, they got the idea for the bill. Actually, they had the bill written out for them by Alec, and Janka certainly had the goods on that. Now, I've been hearing that I don't have enough time to give you the whole story on that, so I'll just do it later. I'll just give you the number instead. Support real journalism, people's journalism, by calling right now, please, 877-500-5266.
Right to Dream 2 is facing a new threat this week. The Portland Tribune reports that Michael Wright, one of the owners of the property, has demanded that City Commissioner Amanda Fritz issue a guarantee in writing that the camp will be vacated by April 7th. Reports indicate Wright wants the guarantee this week. Portland City Council has placed Commissioner Fritz in charge of the move, and news outlets are reporting that she has a location planned. Wright has allowed the camp to exist on his otherwise vacant lot since 2011. He claims that he is facing a lawsuit from Old Town developers claiming the camp is devaluing their property.
In 2014, Connecticut lawmakers passed a bill requiring police officers to record demographic data for routine traffic stops. Officers were required to spend less than a minute quickly recording data like race, gender, and age. 1 year later, in 2015, this data collection led to a nearly 80% decrease in racial profiling complaints made against Connecticut police. Connecticut's population size is similar to Oregon's and has a similar number of racial profiling complaints. But currently, only about one out of every 20 Oregon police departments record demographic data. Now, Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum is sponsoring House Bill 2355, a law that would require police departments to collect data on the race of people that they stop or charge. Experts indicate that police officers have enormous discretion when it comes to who they choose to stop and arrest. For example, newly analyzed statewide data show that Latino drivers are charged with some traffic offenses at rates 2 to 11 times higher than that of whites. Oregon has attempted to pass similar data laws twice in the past, most recently a failed attempt in 2001. Voluntary data collection efforts were undertaken since then, but participation from police departments has been weak, and some departments have been reluctant to have their data scrutinized. The biggest obstacle this year, however, may come down to money. The state government is facing a possible $1.8 billion budget shortfall, and new initiatives that require funding, well-intentioned though they may be, are going to have a tough time.
Andrew Puzder has withdrawn his nomination for the position of U.S. Secretary of Labor. Puzder is the CEO of the company that owns the fast food chains Hardee's and Carl's Jr. From the start, the multimillionaire has been one of Trump's most controversial nominees. Puzder has repeatedly stated his strong opposition to the very rules that he would be charged with upholding as labor secretary. As a result, he faced fierce resistance from Democrats and advocates for labor. Puzder has been a vocal opponent of the effort to establish a minimum wage of $15 per hour and has denounced the proposed Labor Department rule that would have mandated overtime pay to millions of salaried workers. Just last week, he was named in a class action lawsuit alleging an illegal wage-fixing scheme at his company's locations. Earlier today, top Senate Republicans had urged the White House to withdraw Puzder's nomination when it became apparent that there were at least four Republican senators and possibly as many as 12 who were poised to vote against him.
And now it's time for Climate Connections, a new report from the Yale Center for Environmental Communication.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Microsoft and a Wyoming utility are working together to generate more clean, reliable energy. Microsoft recently signed agreements to power its new data center in Cheyenne, Wyoming, with wind. The energy will be added to the power grid. Any excess can be used by other consumers. And when there's no wind, the utility will provide electricity from other sources. But the utility worried about meeting consumers' power needs on the occasional day when there is high use, but no wind. So Microsoft and the utility got creative. Robert Bernard is Microsoft's chief environmental strategist. He says Microsoft always builds a backup power source, such as an on-site natural gas power generator, so the data center can operate even if there's a problem with the local grid.
We've done a deal with Wyoming, wherein Microsoft is leveraging our own generators at our data center, which will serve as backup for the grid. So if the utility company needs that energy, we can turn on our generators and send the power to the utility itself.
The result is a win for Microsoft, the environment, and other utility customers who benefit from reliable power.
This is the first location where we've done this type of project, and we hope it will serve as a model for the future.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. Learn more at yaleclimateconnections.org.
You're listening to a membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. Our volunteers work hard every day to bring you this coverage of local, national, and international news, so now it's your turn to help out. Join us again are Jenka and Teresa to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
That's right. It's never been a more essential time to support community radio. We're in a time of unprecedented stifling of dissent, the shutdown of the White House comment line, the very real danger of a nuclear showdown or a slip-up that could lead to the domino effect of war. While we are facing a clown show of blunders, corruptions, ethics violations, nepotism, and every other trick in the book, the number to call to support KBOO Community Radio in this time, and a very, very crucial time to support community radio, is 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. If you can give $5 a month or more, you can get a KBOO t-shirt. And if you can do $20 a month to KBOO, if you can budget that, we will get you the KBOO hoodie to keep you warm in these times and to keep you cozy and to keep you in solidarity with your community. 877-500-5266. We want to thank Tara, who is renewing from North Portland, and Jim, a new member from Northeast Portland, and Mark, a new member from Oak Grove. Thank you all for being a part of this community. Call right now and join them, join us, and support yourself and support your community. 877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO.
You know, if you're like me, you've been wondering how exactly we got a B-movie villain in the Oval Office. I mean, he's not even a very well-developed character. He's just very, very consistently narcissistic and aggressive. And the question becomes, of course, once you get over being stunned about it, and I do encourage you to get over being stunned quick, is what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do? And the thing is, we have to mobilize. And if you care about actual participation in the sense of democracy, if you care about people knowing the facts and people being mobilized by a spirit of truth, then you support KBOO Radio, and that's why you're listening right now. People are pulling up KBOO.fm and are contributing, and we're very grateful to those of you who are doing that. We need to have the phone ring right now because this is the last time around. This is the last time around for the news on this membership drive. And so we need to raise some funds, show the news volunteers that you care about what they're doing. Stand up for that person who doesn't have the $20 a month to get a hoodie. And you get a hoodie and tell people what that logo on front means by calling 877-500-5266. It's very comfortable. We have your size and we can get it to you. And it's just a matter of spending 3 minutes on the phone. Now, a lot of you have been contributing for a long time at $5, $10, $15 a month. Well, why not up your pledge to $20 and get the hoodie? We'd love to do that for you. 877-500-5266. 877-500-KBOO. 877 is toll-free. 500 is half of a thousand. 5266. That's you right now.
Spells KBOO. You know, one of the things I love about KBOO listeners is we don't really need to make all kinds of calls to you to call in, because you just need a little nudge, because you know the value of KBOO. I mean, you listen, you realize that this is essential space on the dial. This is an essential sanctuary on the airwaves. This is a station that you depend on to get your news, that gives you a different perspective from what you hear on the TV news, from the other radio news, from the newspapers, and from the online news. You get a perspective that is produced right here in your community, that is fact-checked, that's vetted by our volunteers, and that is from the front lines. You hear authentic, real voices of those that are impacted by the policies that are being pushed forward right now. And you know that you appreciate the fact that we have a locally produced newscast and that it's done by volunteers, and that they get free training, and that they're here in this station because of the support that you provide. And so we urge you to continue that support, or maybe give a one-time contribution of $500, $1,000. You know, we are within $6,000 of our goal that we're trying to reach by 10 o'clock tonight, and I know that we can reach it because we have people who are going to dig deep, who are going to say, yes, I value community radio. Even though this is a stretch for me, I'm going to go ahead and give that $500. I can do this for my community. I can make this happen. I can support my community in this way. If you're someone who maybe could do $10 a month, we have a t-shirt for you. We have the Higher Being t-shirt. We have a KBOO versus the Media Zillas t-shirts. And we want you to support community radio. We'll give you a thank you. But the real thank you, of course, is the news that you get every single day, the information that you share. 877-500-5266. We want to thank Mary, renewing from Beaverton, who loves KBOO and wants to keep it going. Thank you, Mary.
Listening to KBOO gives you a sophistication in listening to the news, viewing the news, that you would not otherwise have. If you've been listening to Naomi Klein, you've been listening to Greg Palast, been listening to Matt Taibbi on the KBOO air, then you know that this whole business with the intelligence community, as they like to call themselves, accusing Trump of Russian connections is a little overblown and a little weird, because it wasn't the Russians who threw the election. You have enough information to actually have a sophisticated view of what is going on, and you're closer to what is actually happening. That's because we care about this sort of thing at KBOO, and we trust in you to be able to develop a sophisticated Weltanschauung. So call us at 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266, because you understand that people need to get the truth, that you are the one who understands how important this is. Therefore, it devolves to you, even though you're only one of 10% of the actual number of listeners, 10 or 11%, we're proud to get that extra 1% there. But it's because people care. It's because we're doing the right thing, and y'all are making us do the right thing. 877-500-5266 has to be you right now getting that hoodie that fits you. 877-500-5266. And Jenk will have a last word.
Thank you so much to everyone who's given, and we urge you to be the next one. 877-500-5266. 6-6. Back to our evening newscast.
You are listening to the KBOO Evening News. Stay tuned for News from the Boo at 5:45, followed by What's Life Without Laughter at 6 and Free Culture Radio at 6:30. At 7, it's Hard Knock Radio, news and views from a hip-hop perspective. Tomorrow's weather calls for another rainy day with the daytime high reaching about 50. East of the Cascades and Hood River, you can expect similar conditions. On this date in 1898, an explosion of unknown origin sank the battleship USS Maine in Havana Harbor. The sinking incited American passions against Spain, leading to the Spanish-American War. Quote of the day is American journalist and satirist H.L. Mencken, who said, quote, "In the history of armed combat, such affairs as the Mexican and Spanish-American Wars must be ranked not as wars at all, but as organized assassinations."
Palestinians are not the obstacle to a single democratic state with equal rights for
all. Just heard there from Saeb Erekat, who was saying it's not acceptable, other than if it was one single secular and democratic state with equal rights for everybody, Christians, Muslims and Jews. That's not going to happen, is it?
Well, why isn't it going to happen? I mean, the only reason it wouldn't happen is if Israel stands in the way of it, if the United States stands in the way of it, if the European Union stands in the way of it. And for years, they have been insisting that there must be sectarian partition and segregation between Israeli Jews and Palestinians. And now we have an American president who's saying he's open-minded about it. So why not talk about a single democratic state? Remember that a generation ago, people used to say it would be impossible to end apartheid in South Africa by having a non-racial democracy with one person, one vote. And in fact, the vast majority of white South Africans consistently told opinion pollsters that they would never, ever accept that. But that's exactly what came about in 1994. I don't see any obstacle to democracy and equal rights for Israelis and Palestinians.
All right, well, let's just leave the Palestinians aside for one second, and that's a very big aside, isn't it? But what about the you say Israel may well stand in the way of it, and they may well do so because the demographics, soon Palestinians will outnumber Jews. It would be a minority Jewish state, which would not be acceptable to many of those people who would live in that state.
Well, why wouldn't it be acceptable if everyone has equal rights? I mean, I don't think it's right to say that Israeli Jews are always going to demand supremacy and superior rights to Palestinians. I think that Israeli Jews are just as capable of accepting democracy as whites in South Africa and whites in Mississippi and Alabama. And in all of those places, at one point in history, the vast majority of the ruling population rejected democracy and insisted on superior rights for themselves. But they changed, and people in the United States now, by and large, do accept equal rights and democracy, as do whites in South Africa. So I don't think it's right to insult Israeli Jews by saying that they can never accept democracy. I think they can. There is no way around the core issue, which is ending Israeli occupation, settler colonialism and apartheid. And no formula that brings in Saudi Arabia or Jordan or who knows who else is going to get around the need for Israel to finally and fully accept that Palestinians are equal human beings.
That was Ali Abu Nima speaking today on Al Jazeera about the major shift in policy announced today by Donald Trump towards Israel and Palestine during his meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. This change in policy violates multiple United Nations resolutions as well as signed agreements negotiated by past U.S. administrations. Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law, is the person that Trump selected for dealing with the Israeli occupation of Palestine. Kushner has multiple investments in illegal Israeli colonies constructed on Palestinian land. This new shift in policy essentially negates the rights of millions of Palestinians to live on their ancestral land.
Are Trump's politics getting even too crazy for poetry? KBOO News poet Dan Raphael wonders.
That Flynn's no longer in is not a win, but shows how vindictive the power men are.
buyer beware, buyer be scared. Just give us your money and all will be sunny. No, it's not funny. I'm stunned and bummed with each cancellation of protection. The rain on my brain can't cancel out the pain of a president insane. When the president's nonsense is this dishonest and immense, we must commence impeachment. Hence Pence, who's more offensive? Let's get our feet in the street, generate heat where we meet. How sweet when the Republicans' defeat is complete. Better this dream than the screams ripping the seams of our future. For Poetic Justice, this is Dan Raphael.
Now's your chance to show support for the work our volunteers put in to bring you this newscast, rain or shine, mostly rain, every weekday throughout the year. Joining us now are Jenka and Teresa again to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
It's so encouraging being here with Jenka here at KBOO Portland, and the dollars keep rolling in because you keep supporting community radio and you keep making us what we are. That's what makes community radio what it is, the fact that we don't depend on the government for money and we don't depend on corporations for money. We can flip them off anytime we feel like it, and there are often opportunities and need to do so. So call us at 877-500-5266 because you are what makes KBOO, and there's never been a greater need for your participation than right now, right, Jenka?
Yeah, you know, at the last end, the end point of our membership drive is tonight at 10 p.m. We have a little under $6,000 left to go in our $64,000 goal. We've done really well. Thank you to everyone who has given so far. And now is your chance if you've not yet done so, or maybe you gave last year and you're not sure if it's time yet. Well, you can shift that paradigm by becoming a monthly donor and make it a $5 or $10 a month contribution. Then, you know, when you hear us coming on the air and asking for contributions each three times a year, you don't have to worry that your membership is up to date because you know that it's coming every month. 877-500-5266. You're listening to the evening news that's bringing you perspectives, voices, and angles on the day's top news, which are virtually ignored by the corporate media. In fact, I challenge you to find another station in the U.S. that is broadcasting Ali Abu Nima as the perspective on what happened at the White House today with Netanyahu and Trump. And in fact, I urge you to listen to other media and see if they are actually bringing you the voices of Palestinians like Ali Abu Nima, the people who are impacted themselves by these policies, by these changes in policies. Are you hearing these voices, these critical perspectives? Ali Abu Nima, of course, the author of One Country, who brought up the one country as an option for peace in the Middle East many years ago. Are you hearing these types of voices, these types of perspectives on other stations? I challenge you to find out, and I guarantee that you'll be back at KBOO. You'll spin all the way around the dial and you'll show up back at KBOO and find out that KBOO is the alternative to the mainstream, the alternative to corporate media. We break news all the time that's important to you, your family, your community. Support it right now. Call 877-500-5266. Again, 877-500-KBOO.
I'd like to thank Lisa for renewing from Northeast Portland. I don't know in Lisa's case, but you know, if you've got your pledge going and you think maybe it's time to get a hoodie, you could raise it to $20 a month and get yourself a hoodie by calling us right now, 877-500-5266. We've got Barrett, who has called in a new pledge from Southeast Portland, so important to us, and I've noticed that kind of marks this drive. We are getting new people, and that's wonderful. Doug, Christine, renewing from Northeast Portland, thank you so much. All of these people have called 877-500-5266. They've called because they know how important it is to have the people's voice on the air, how important it is to have a radio refuge that you can tune to 24 hours a day and hear dynamite and different music and hear public affairs from people who really care whether their fact-checking is sufficient. 877-500-5266. And I was telling a little story just a little earlier about Jenka, and I've got Jenka right here to fact check with. And Jenka, won an award and actually did a special bit of investigative journalism for ALEC. Oh, now it's happening again. I'm starting to tell the story, and there's not enough time to tell the story.
Sam Bowman and many other KBOO volunteers who were a part of that project under trying to bring out the role of the American Legislative Exchange Council right here in the Oregon legislature as well as other legislatures. You can see that on our website, smartalec.kboo.fm, and support that type of work, that type of deep journalism, investigative journalism that we do only with your support. The number to call is 877-500-5266.
Earlier today, the U.S. Senate overturned a rule banning gun ownership for people who have been deemed to be mentally impaired, clearing the measure for signature by President Trump. The Obama-era rule required the Social Security Administration to notify the National Instant Criminal Background Check System if Social Security beneficiaries had been deemed incapable of managing their financial affairs because of disabling mental disorders. FSRN's Roe Packard has this report.
The U.S. Senate reversed a rule Wednesday that aimed to prevent some people with mental health issues so severe they qualify for federal disability support from purchasing a firearm. The vote fell slightly off party lines, passing by a margin of 57 to 43. The regulation required the Social Security Administration to report anyone mentally incapacitated to the extent that they require help managing their Social Security benefits to the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. The NRA, the ACLU, and some advocates for individuals with disabilities say the rule deprived disabled Social Security beneficiaries from their Second Amendment rights without any court order or adjudication and was indiscriminately broad. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says the rule, quote, unfairly stigmatizes people with disabilities.
The government is essentially saying that a person with a disability, such as an eating disorder, is more likely to be violent and should no longer be allowed to own a gun. There is no evidence to support that general idea, and consequently people being denied constitutional rights without due process. And if a specific individual is likely to be violent due to the nature of their mental illness, then the government should have to prove it.
But supporters of the rule note that a hearing is required to establish the need for a representative payee for Social Security benefits, and anyone who thinks they've been reported to the firearm background check system in error has the right to appeal. And according to Oregon Democrat Senator Ron Wyden, the issue is not about constitutional rights, it's about background checks.
As the courts continue to interpret the language of the Second Amendment, one matter has been made clear. Background checks are a constitutional part of the exercise of those rights.
According to Senator Wyden, a recent poll found 92% of gun owners support expanded background checks.
Whenever there is a discussion about guns in the United States Senate, senators get up and say, we shouldn't be debating guns. We ought to be debating mental health. That's what we're talking about here today. Mental health, and colleagues, we're talking about background checks.
Former President Barack Obama issued the regulation in the final weeks of his term after Congress repeatedly failed to enact any substantial gun control legislation, despite a proliferation of mass shootings in the United States. Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy expressed his outrage that lawmakers not only have refused to expand background checks, but are in fact easing them.
Mr. President, what makes me so angry about this is that I have no idea how to go back to the people that I represent in Connecticut and tell them that in 4 years since the massacre in a small town elementary school, that not only has Congress passed no law, made no change in statute to try to keep dangerous weapons out of the hands of would-be shooters, but that today we are doing exactly the opposite, that the response to the epidemic of mass shootings in this country is to make it easier for people with serious mental illness to get guns.
Republicans targeted the rule under the obscure 1996 Congressional Review Act that allows Congress to reverse rules put in place in the last 60 days. Senator Murphy noted under provisions of the CRA, lawmakers may be prevented from imposing similar restrictions in the future. The House of Representatives easily approved the rollback earlier this month, and it now goes to President Trump's desk. For FSRN, I'm Roe Packard.
You are listening to an hour-long membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Emery Mort and Dan Raphael. The producer is Ray Bodwell. Special thanks to Jenka Soderberg. Our engineer is Sam Parrish. The KBOO Evening News director is Charity Marchant, and the Evening Public Affairs director is Kanan Schlesinger. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You are listening to KBOO at 90.7 FM in Portland, in Philomath on translator K282BH at 104.3 FM, and in Hood River at 91.9 FM on translator K220HR. I'm Brian Pritchett.
And I'm Aaron J. Bernard. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO. At 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8 on Voices from the Edge, Joanne Hardesty welcomes Arlene Goldbard to discuss universal income, gentrification, and resurrecting the WPA. At 9, it's Press Watch, your weekly counter-propaganda left opinion program. At 9:30, Fight the Empire dives into American history of foreign interference, obstruction, and assassination. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, Between the Covers welcomes Ursula K. Le Guin, one of the foremost public literary intellectuals, with her new book, Words Are My Matter. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support. If you're not a current member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate.
In a few minutes, we'll have the news from the BOO, and then after that, What's Life Without Laughter? But first, we go to Jenka and Teresa to talk about supporting people-powered community radio, the only 100% volunteer-hosted station in Oregon.
Thank you so much, and we do want to thank people who have called thus far this hour. Thank you to everyone who has called. Thank you to all of the people who have stopped by at 20 Southeast 8th. We're in the last few hours of our membership drive. We're trying to raise $64,444, and we are almost there. We're within $6,000 of our goal. In fact, we are within $5,000 of our goal, so do give a call and help us reach it by 10 o'clock tonight. Whether you could do a $1,000 contribution, maybe you could be an angel and give us $5,000 and we'll call it good. Or maybe you could do a $50 contribution or a $100 contribution or $10 a month. Very, very doable for many people. Call right now and support community radio right here in Portland. 877-500-5266. And we want to thank John renewing from Northeast Portland, Dwight from Southeast, and Jake, a new member from Northeast Portland. We also want to thank Coldy, who is a new member from McMinnville. I know out in McMinnville, KBOO can be a real lifeline, and I know that we have a lot of people in rural areas that listen to KBOO, and we hear from you, and you appreciate the fact that we are bringing you an alternative to what else is on the dial in some places in Oregon where there is very little on the dial except for right-wing talk radio and maybe a few music stations, and that's about it. But KBOO can reach those areas because we have transmitters that are paid for by you, the community. The in-depth reporting that you hear on the KBOO Evening News gives you information that you can share with the world around you, and it is a different perspective than you hear on other stations. And I know that you appreciate the fact that our volunteers are out there on the front lines reporting every single day. 877-500-5266. Call at the $20 a month level. Get yourself a KBOO zip-up hoodie. I'm wearing one right now. It's got a radio tower with little lightning bolts and a little star. It's right on the left-hand side in the front. This is a great hoodie. Made in the USA. Limited numbers available. $20 a month. We have your size. You deserve it. As Teresa says, call right now. 877-500-KBOO.
And I want you to call for that one person who's actually thousands of people, that one person who is a steady worker, has been doing a good job at his job, has been paying his rent, which has been going up and up, and finally got a no-cause eviction. Mm. And, you know, even though he's got steady income, he's living on a tent on 11th Avenue because what are you going to do when you get kicked out of your apartment? And there's so few apartments, and we have this sort of rental disaster going on here because some certain sectors of the owning class have become rather greedy, frankly, when you get right down to it. And we report on that sort of thing, and we give you the details and exactly how it's happening. And I believe we have been a force in some of the reforms that are starting, just barely starting to come down. If you care about that person, who we do not want to tag for a donation right now, and you've got $20 in the bank right now, you could have a hoodie because, you know, you've got $20 in the bank and you will next month. 877-500-KABU. 877 is toll free. Just remember that, 877-500-5266. Now you can be the one to put us over the top because we are very close to getting all the contributions we need for this segment. This is the last pledge drive day. This is your last chance to pledge, I think.
Last chance to support the evening news.
During the news. Mm-hmm. So call us right now, 877. We love to hear that phone ring. 877-500-KABU. 877-500-5266.
KABU News is a reliable, homegrown news source by and about people right here in your community. You know, you heard from Teresa about a person who may be living on the street who we're reporting on because we have interns like Khalid who put together that story about wage theft in Oregon, how that's impacting workers and how people end up in the situation that we see every single day here in our city and how people are organizing to make a change and to make a difference. 877-500-KBOO. Call right now. Help us reach our goal for the news. 877-500-KBOO.
On today's edition of News from the VU, station co-manager Gil Cardone tells listeners about KABU's social media challenge, which is Pets Against Trump. First of all, Gil, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having
me. So, well, actually, before we even get into Pets Without Trump or Pets Against Trump, this is your first time here on News from the VU with us. So just give us a little background on yourself and what it's been like taking over the role of station co-manager.
It's been great. Actually, Dell and I were both here a couple weeks ago and talking about how we've both been longtime members of volunteers at KABU.
Oh, my fault. I wasn't here 2 weeks ago.
No, it's perfectly okay. But yeah, you know, it's been a great transitionary period, and along with Monica Beamer, who's still the current station co-manager and sort of passing on duties and, you know, taking on our new roles and responsibilities. But Dell and I, you know, both trust and respect each other. So we're looking forward to, you know, strengthening the KABU community even further into the new year and beyond.
Excellent. Well, now let's turn our focus towards Pets Against Trump. So give us the elevator pitch on what is Pets Against Trump.
Sure. Well, it's a social media contest. It's really fantastic.